opposed the Secretary of the New South Wales Health Services Union, Gerard Hayes, who's on the line. Good morning, Gerard.
Good morning, Richard.
Industrial action happening today. A little bit of confusion. Is this the second or the third time that paramedics in New South Wales have taken industrial action?
The HSU paramedics took industrial action probably about 6 months ago.
Okay.
It was quite extreme, not that we like to see those matters, but certainly there is some frustration within the ambulance paramedics at this point in time.
All right. And how will it affect services today? What industrial action will your members be taking today, Gerard?
Just to be clear, we're not taking any industrial action today. There is another group who are proposing action, but the ambulance service has not lodged a dispute, so they're not intending to have any kind of disruption to people at all. We're of the view that really we don't want to put the community in between us and the government.
Right, okay. But what are your beefs at the moment? What are your grievances and what brought it about, not that long ago?
Oh, look, it's quite simple, but the ambulance service has changed dramatically over the years. So paramedics now are professionally registered. We believe there should be a professional rates a variation to their award. We've met with the Premier and the Health Minister on that, and that is something that we intend to progress, all going well, over the next month. But it's also really the pandemic has shown clearly that resourcing in relation to ambulance paramedics is not there. It's basically a just-in-time program as opposed to a well-resourced program with relief in there to make sure that those response times are best in the country as opposed to worst in the country.
Okay. If it's best resourced, what will the difference be if in the perfect world you get what you want, the difference between that and the situation now?
Look, I think it'd be fair to say, and I think the ambulance service would agree with me, that at least 2,000 extra paramedics are required to bring us up to the level that we need in 2022. We've got to be thinking ahead to 2030, not playing catch-up. The numbers we're seeing at the moment, while the government increased 700 approximately 3 years ago, that wasn't enough to meet demand at that point in time. So the one thing that I'd be putting forward is if the pandemic has taught us anything at all, that consistent under-resourcing does not prepare us well for a serious situation, which we've seen over the last 2 years.
All right. And how will it, if you had these extra 2,000 people within your, the paramedic service of New South Wales, what improvement will that make? What changes will occur because of that?
Firstly, the response times will decrease dramatically. We'll go from the worst in the country to the best. You will see a higher level of skill set. We want to see more intensive care paramedics in the regions, Newcastle, Wollongong, Hunter, New England, etc. So that provides better outcomes for people, particularly regional people where hospitals may not be 5 or 10 minutes away. And then very importantly, it decreases stress, psychological and physical issues for paramedics themselves who carry a stressful job. And then when they're overworked in a stressful job, start to think about leaving that job.
Right. Look, I heard earlier this morning a bit of what David Elliott had to say yesterday, and he was referencing another union official, and a number of union officials have spoken about this being the year of the strike. Can we expect to see more industrial action this year?
Look, Richard, I hope not. Look, the community have gone through 2 years of really hard times, as you well know. For the unions to be able to sort of say, now we're going to make life hard going forward, it's not what we want to do. That is definitely last case scenario. This is the opportunity now for the government to be able to work collectively as the government and unions, but unions representing their members and their communities, that we can actually do things a little bit differently. We don't have to go to war on these matters. Quite frankly, I don't think the community's got tolerance for it. But our members and who are community members need to be respected, and the government needs to do something about that over the next 6 months.
All right. Well, look, nurses, I think, are walking off the job for 24 hours on Thursday. I think that'll be the second time this year they've taken strike action. They're calling for a pay rise and improved nurse-to-patient ratios. Look, a lot of people would say this is opportunistic. You've got them over a bit of a barrel at the moment. How would you respond to that?
Look, I think it's not, and I wouldn't speak on behalf of the nurses, but I know many health workers are frustrated, they're exhausted, they've got chronic fatigue, they want to have their issues recognised. I think the government can buy into that, and instead of, we have train strikes and, you know, people walking off the job, which has an effect on the community. Government needs to buy in and become an equal partner in getting a collegiate group together. Now, that's called leadership. And I think Dom Perrottet needs to understand how to do that. And if he can do that, people will work together. But you can't come off the back of two solid years of really hard work, chronic fatigue, and then expect everyone to be sort of singing kumbaya together. But at the same time, the community's been through that and worse. Many people in the community don't have jobs anymore. You know, relationships are falling over. Bankruptcies have gone up. So we've got to look to ourselves as a community, not just fragments of that community looking after our own issues.
There's been a lot of focus on the fact that many frontline healthcare workers are actually leaving and quitting due to the pressures and lack of support, as they see it, from governments. Has that been the case with your membership as well, Jared?
Oh, very much so. Look, there's so many people now who have sort of thought, well, retirement's about 2 or 3 years away. However, I'm looking at quality of life now. And so people are taking early retirement. People are looking at jobs that aren't as stressful and fatiguing as, you know, whether it's a paramedic or other health worker. So that is a real concern. We're seeing at the moment in northern New South Wales trying to attract people to do jobs, particularly in Lismore. And if you do attract someone, there's nowhere to live. So there's real issues that we have as a broad industrial but community-based issue. It's not just, here's a pay rise, but I'll move on. There's the psychology behind that now, which wasn't there before.
All right. It sounds like you're prepared to negotiate rather than take heavy-handed industrial action, Jared, and I think a lot of our listeners would be very happy to hear that. Much appreciated. Thanks for your time and all the best, Jared.
Thanks very much for your time today, Richard. All the best, mate.
Thank you. Secretary of the New South Wales Health Services Union, looking after the paramedics, Jared Hayes.